Hi everyone, and welcome to English Digest. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
And we're looking at another writing unit, one of the two for this month, and it's about writing from a topic sentence. So we're kind of going to be given that prompt, and we're just going to sort of build on that.
Okay.
So the topic is about animals and animal intelligence. So which animals do we think of as being intelligent?
First off, if we're thinking about intelligence in the way of humans, octopus.
Right, yeah.
Crows or ravens.
Yeah, they're pretty smart. Elephants are supposed to be pretty smart, aren't they? They've got good memories and they can form social bonds. I mean, I would say a lot of animals are intelligent. It's just whether we're judging them by human intelligence or not.
Or their intelligence, that's right. Yeah, like even dolphins, and there's lots of apes out there who have registered intelligence sometimes even better than, like, young children, human children.
Yeah. I mean, is intelligence, is it the ability to survive, form societies, use tools, or are we thinking about more about thinking of the world outside of our own sort of immediate needs?
You know,
that we could go off on an entire different topic about exactly just what is intelligence.
Exactly.
So we're not saying animals aren't intelligent. We're just saying for this topic, imagine they had the intelligence of humans, of an average human being.
Now, an average human being usually considers themselves pretty smart.
Yeah. All right. So that's kind of the introduction. We're talking about animal intelligence, but not in terms of what animals can do. Just imagine they basically all had human brains. They could speak, they could think, they could kind of figure out that there's a bigger world out there and they're wondering how they fit into it.
Right. It would be an interesting world. I'm sure we'll go over a couple of different things that we could see in it here in a few minutes.
So let's get on then with the instructions. We want to read through the instructions, of course, as with any other kind of essay or writing exercise, to make sure that we know what we have to do. Look for the details, like the number of words you're expected to write or the number of paragraphs you're expected to use, what kind of content is expected, and so on. This gives you some hints about how to structure your articles. And also, if you go off and don't do what it says, no matter how good your essay is, you won't get a very good mark because you didn't follow the instructions. You didn't really stick to the point. Now, this article asks for at least 120 words in at least two paragraphs.
Okay.
So that means you can use more paragraphs if you like, but we want two paragraphs at least, so with at least 60 words in each.
Right. Now, first thing we do is we always start an article with a topic sentence. And of course, in this one, we are given the topic sentence. So that kind of makes it easier. We don't even have to think of a first sentence.
Yeah.
Use this sentence and go. Now, the sentence that we are given is, imagine that all animals had the intelligence of an average adult human being. So, for this article, what we are doing is we are starting with this topic sentence and continuing. We give either an opinion on what might result from this situation and provide supporting details. Now, these could come from your own experience or from observations about the world around us. So that means we could probably provide statistics or evidence based on scientific studies
or historical sort of what's happened in the past. So, we will be using our imagination quite a bit to sort of think, what if all animals were as intelligent as an adult human? But we should be basing it in some kind of logic. So thinking about cause and effect and the idea of, okay, if this is true, what would be the logical kind of following result of that?
Right.
So in the article, we're kind of looking for reasonably possible results rather than like super wild ideas.
So no unicorns becoming kings and...
Well, you never know. I would suggest anybody who wants an idea to check out the TV show on Netflix, BoJack Horseman, which does have humans living alongside with basically human-brained animals.
Oh,
it's quite funny. It's a little dark, so, you know, be careful with that, but it's an interesting show.
Okay.
So, when we're looking at structure now, we're thinking we need an introduction, a body, and a conclusion. Mm-hmm. And as Erin said, we've already been given the introduction and the topic sentence, so we know exactly how we're starting the article.
Right. Now, next, after the introduction, you go into the body, and the body needs to go through several main points. We need to give supporting details for each main point, and kind of every time when you start a new idea or a new point, you might want to think about starting a new paragraph. Mm. Now, this is especially true if you have a new topic sentence. You should definitely start a new paragraph. And then at the end, you can wrap things up with the conclusion. Now, in something like this, it's a good idea to restate the main idea of the article and the ideas that you've been developing. You can probably do this in one or two sentences. You don't want to make your conclusion too long because you'll take up some of the word count for your body, which is quite important.
Yeah. You also don't want to introduce anything new in Right. your conclusion. Mm-hmm. We'll talk a bit more as we go through about how both writing samples kind of switch to a second paragraph when they really do introduce a new kind of mm-hmm. idea, and you can see how that works.
Right.
So before we get into the brainstorming side, we'll just do one more comment about the kind of tense and grammar structure you'll be mm-hmm. using. In the article, you'll probably be writing in first person because you're talking about what you think, your mm-hmm. own feelings, opinions, and experiences. So I think this would happen, I guess this might happen, and so mm-hmm. on. And it's kind of going to be in the present tense mostly, as it's presenting simple facts and opinions. Mm-hmm. You could use future tense because you're sort of guessing it's going to be a future.
Talking about what might happen in the future, yeah.
Yeah, but that's mm-hmm. the might happen that's the sort of the main grammar point
right.
here.
We are talking about hypothetical situations. These are things that we don't quite know exactly what's going to happen. A mm-hmm. lot of it is a guess, and that means we're likely going to be using various forms of the second conditional. If this were to happen, this might happen, that sort of thing.
Yes, so what would happen, what could happen, what mm-hmm. may or might result, that kind of thing.
Right.
And we'll highlight a couple of those as we read through.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the overall idea. So let's get into a bit of brainstorming.
Okay.
To organize your thoughts for the article, you will need to brainstorm, maybe write a few notes down, mm-hmm. and try and get as many ideas for what would happen if animals had human intelligence.
I think there's quite a few.
There are. Mm-hmm. And you can kind of throw all of them out onto this piece of scrap paper or notebook
right.
that you're using.
Mm-hmm.
And as you sort of go through, you could get maybe 10 or 20 different ideas.
Mm.
You'll be able to choose the ones that you want to focus on. Maybe
right.
the ones that either seem more logical or mm-hmm. you think, hey, I can actually write quite a bit of information about this.
Mm-hmm.
I can maybe think of some supporting details for these ones. Those are the ones you want to choose. If there's a few really kind of funny outside ideas, maybe they're funny, but maybe they don't really fit in the structure.
Right. The best idea is to go with the ones that you can give supporting details for.
Exactly. Yeah. And so doing this whole brainstorming process, this is going to really help you work out what your overall ideas and structure and main focus is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Now, we do have a couple of ideas thrown out here for you guys, so we can give you a few of these. The first one: we would have indisputable proof that animals are unhappy because we eat them, work them, and keep them as pets. Now, I kind of think this is a big one here because, you know, to some degree, we can kind of tell that animals are unhappy if you think of a cow on a cattle farm or, like, just being kept in a box.
Animals in zoos often look pretty unhappy.
Stressed out sort of thing. But if they were able to tell us that, we would have every bit of knowledge of that.
Yeah, and then there's the idea that while pets often seem pretty happy, if they had human intelligence and knew what other options were available to them, they might not be so happy with the idea of being a pet.
Exactly. Just as a human wouldn't want to be a pet.
No, we don't. Yeah. I probably wouldn't want to be a pet. So if we take that idea, animals would resist. If humans were being kept, you know, history has shown as slaves and pets, there are often resistances to being enslaved.
Exactly.
Okay, so animals would therefore presumably resist.
And of course, we would feel quite bad if we started or kept killing animals for food. We'd probably have to switch to a plant-based diet. it.
Yeah, we kind of become vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now if we sort of take this in a different direction, animals, if they were just like humans, they had the same intelligence, they would surely, therefore, get human rights, mm-hmm. civil rights. They'd be possibly citizens of countries.
Exactly.
You know, a Taiwanese dog would be as Taiwanese as everybody else, mm-hmm. you know, and that means that they might be allowed to vote.
Exactly. And, of course, if that were the case, you know, all those species out there, there's about 8.7 million species in the world, mm-hmm. and there are plenty more ants than there are humans.
Yeah.
And,
or even bigger ones. Think, you know, they often quote about New Zealand, Australia, mm-hmm. there are more sheep than people.
Right.
If those sheep could all vote, you know, or at least the adult ones could vote.
Right. We wouldn't be the dominant species. There'd be more of those other animals than us, and they might decide that they wanted to be in charge for a while.
Exactly. Now, there's another direction we could go with this, which would be, of course, humans use resources. Mm-hmm. You know, we turn land into land for farms, we carve rocks, cut down trees, drag oil and gas out of all sorts of places. Mm-hmm. And if animals were actually looking after themselves, growing their own food, well, the ones that do, if they weren't already eating each other, I mean, that's another whole issue. You know, how are the lions going to feel at this point?
Exactly,
They'll probably just keep wanting to eat the zebras, but the zebras might be able to band together and stop them.
Right.
Zebras with guns.
So,
but resources.
Yes, animals and humans would be competing for the resources, and we might not win this one.
No, and a certain loser would be the environment.
Mm-hmm, that's right. You know, if animals and humans were to go to war over all of the resources that we are just used to taking mostly for ourselves, then we might just go to war and destroy the planet.
Yes. Mm. Now, interestingly, animals in nature with their own kind of intelligences can sort of live in harmony with nature. Mm-hmm. They're structured in a way that they kind of balance each other out. So the predators never eat too much prey, and therefore the prey never eat too many crops. It all kind of balances a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they had human intelligence, would they keep that skill? And in fact, would they actually be able to explain to humans how to do it properly?
Exactly.
Because we're kind of destroying the environment.
Right. We're kind of throwing the earth out of balance and maybe, you know, in a more positive direction than going to war, maybe the animals would kind of share that intelligence with us and say, hey, let's do it this way. It's better for everybody.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They also might kind of have introduced different ideas of intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Be interesting to see how animals took to religion. Would they need it?
Exactly.
Would they keep it? Would they, you know, who knows what would happen? So, so many different ideas and directions we could go off in that.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have these lists, it gets easy for you to go, okay, these are the ones I'm going to focus on and concentrate on.
Mm-hmm.
These are the ones I think would be the most important, either to your own personal situation or to the world in general. Now, when you're writing this, there's nothing wrong with doing it on a very personal article. What if my pet was as intelligent as me? What would happen?
Yep.
And just focus on that personal relationship. You could equally focus on what would be the impact on society. Both approaches are completely correct. As long as your writing and your logic is good, it's completely up to you as to how you do it. All right, we're going to take a short break right now. We'll come back in a few minutes and start to look in a bit more detail about the structure and the outline.
Okay. Okay, welcome back. So we are talking about the question, what if animals had human intelligence? We've brainstormed some ideas to talk about. Now we're going to kind of put our ideas into an outline. So that's how we start our essay. We always start with an outline so we have a clear idea of which sort of ideas we're going to include, the supporting ideas we can include with them, and put them all together with the introduction, body, and conclusion.
Yeah, and a nice logical flow. So you can kind of see how it's all going to fit together. So we've already got the introduction. We've mentioned that a couple of times. We've already done it. We've got our first topic sentence. So
easy.
You can skip right over that and get into the body. Now, We've got two writing samples. In the first one, the structure is kind of set out in our magazine. We've got the introduction, imagine all animals have the intelligence of an average human being. Mm-hmm. And then the idea that's concentrated on is this idea of animals not wanting to be used for work, for being pets, for being hunted.
Right.
And as we say, they would be unhappy about being hunted, eaten, and kept as work animals or pets.
Right. Now, another kind of supporting detail we can add here is I'd expect any humans in the same situation to organize and try to resist, just as you see that happens with slavery and stuff like that.
So that's a logical supporting detail. Mm-hmm. We've kind of used logic to go, well, if that was me, what would I do? Or if that happened in history, what has generally happened from that? Mm-hmm. And we've got things like organization, resistance. You know, people would even maybe try and help the animals. Mm-hmm. You know, there'd be an animal rights movement.
Exactly. And part of that, of course, we could lead into, we might all have to become vegans.
Yes. Meat is murder would not just be a slogan. It would actually be a crime.
Exactly.
Okay. So logic connecting these points. It's kind of focusing just on the idea of the way we use animals generally at the moment and kind of focusing on different results of that.
Right.
So that's that paragraph. The focus then switches. Mm-hmm. And because there's a different focus and different ideas being explored, we've started a new paragraph.
Okay.
And that's what we mentioned earlier in our sort of working on the structure, that this is a really new idea.
So
it's not so connected.
Right.
So it needs a new paragraph.
Right. So new logic, new paragraph. Mm. All right. So in paragraph two, we're switching from how we generally treat animals and how that might need to change to what the animals themselves might want to have or might want to get as their rights. So we're going to talk about civil rights and voting. Now, the topic sentence here, if animals were as intelligent as humans, they might demand rights. So that's what we're going to build on here. What kind of rights might they demand? What might happen with these rights?
Yeah, and we're using logic to think of that because, again, you think of things like, you know, women's suffrage. Mm-hmm. You think of civil rights for people of all races.
Right.
You know, most of which has only really happened in the last like 100 years or so, people, everyone being allowed to vote and stuff.
Exactly. Yep.
So, of course, if that's happened in human society, that'll happen with animals if they're as intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
So they might be allowed to vote in elections. If they get the vote, then they can vote.
Exactly. Now, of course, think about all those animals out there. The next logical point goes into the cockroaches.
Mm.
And in our outline, it says, if cockroaches could vote, there might be a cockroach president.
Yes. Now, this may sound kind of funny, and the writer has kind of used the example because there are just so many cockroaches.
Yes.
So something that there is a lot of, but is also, you know, a little bit kind of disgusting and, you know, would really make people think like, what? Mm. That could happen?
Yep.
So there you go.
Bow down to the cockroach president.
Okay.
Yes.
And so we move from there on to the more overall conclusion. Humans would no longer be the dominant species if animals had the same intelligence as humans.
Exactly.
We are the dominant species because our intelligence allows us to overcome, you know, animals that are bigger, stronger, nastier, or more numerous than us.
Right.
And that's why humans are the number one on the earth, because of our intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Without, if that was even, we may no longer be the number one.
Right. And of course, that conclusion, it brings together all of the points from the first and second paragraph. So it sums it up quite nicely. Now, to your outline, you can then add more details, supporting examples, transitions, and it turns it into a full essay. Of course, you don't need all of those things in the outline. You should keep that quite simple. It's when you're writing it, you can just add those other details to your outline and make the essay. Of course, you need to follow the logical steps in the descriptions when giving your reasons. Don't kind of go off topic or, you know, if you add more information that doesn't really make the essay go anywhere, you can take that out. Just go by your outline and build on that.
Yes, exactly. So let's see how that is done with writing sample one.
Mm-hmm.
Writing sample one. Imagine that all animals had the intelligence of an average adult human being. I think if that really happened, they would be incredibly unhappy. After all, many are hunted and eaten. Others are kept as work animals, for instance, horses and elephants, or pets, such as cats and dogs. I'd expect any humans in the same situation to organize and try to resist. This could lead to a number of issues. For example, animals would presumably not want to be killed so humans could eat them. We might all have to become vegans. In fact, if animals had the same intelligence as humans, they would likely demand the same rights as humans. Take voting, for example. If animals were intelligent enough to become citizens, they would be allowed to vote in elections. Imagine if all the cockroaches in Taiwan could vote. There might be a cockroach president. To sum up, if animals were as intelligent as humans, this would cause huge changes in the way the world works, and it's entirely possible that humans would no longer be the dominant species.
Okay, so a few things that we should talk about in there. We did see kind of how you tied all those ideas from the outline together. You included examples like horses and elephants, cats and dogs. We kind of talked about them, and we learned about all the cockroaches in Taiwan.
Yep.
Becoming
millions of them.
They're everywhere, and even the ones in your house might just take over.
They'd vote for me, I think. I'm good to them.
Okay.
So we also saw a number of examples of either full or kind of half second conditionals. So in the second sentence, if that really happened, they would be incredibly unhappy. Further later, we've got things, for example, animals would presumably not want to be killed.
Right.
We might all have to become vegans. If animals were intelligent enough to become citizens, they would be allowed to vote in elections. So multiple uses of the second conditional, either in full or one of the clauses being used. So a lot of hypothetical there.
Okay, some of the vocabulary we should look at. We talked about the word incredibly, as in incredibly unhappy. This is just another way to say extremely, like a very, but much stronger.
Yeah, we also saw the verb resist. Animals would try to resist. And to resist is to try to prevent something, either by taking action or making an argument against it.
We also said presumably. Now, this word is used to show that we are assuming something, something that we very strongly believe to be true, though we don't have any proof, which is great in a hypothetical situation. We really think that animals would be unhappy, which is why we are presuming that.
Exactly. Now, we also said we might have to become vegans. A vegan is a person who doesn't eat meat or any other animal products, and that includes eggs and dairy and stuff like that. Now, some vegans don't even use animal products, such as leather, if they can help it. There are sort of different levels. Some people are super strict. Some people are kind of let a few things go because of just how difficult it would be in their situation, that kind of thing. And the word can be used as a noun or as an adjective.
That's right. We also talked about citizens. A citizen is a legally recognized member of a country, either a native to the country or someone who has gone through a government process to become a member of that country. And it's a person who has all the rights of the country. They can vote, they can get taxes back, all those sorts of things.
Yes. Aaron and I, neither of us are citizens. We have a number of rights in Taiwan.
But not all of them.
But not all of them. We can pay our taxes, and we can get healthcare, and we can stay as long as we like, but we can't vote, and there are maybe one or two other things as well. We also use the phrase right at the end, to sum up. And the phrase to sum up is used to introduce a conclusion at the end of an article or at the end of a speech. It's a good verbal thing to say as well.
Okay. And of course, we talked about dominant species. Anything that's dominant, this adjective means they have power or influence over others, and they are the things in control.
That's right. So let's take a look at our other writing sample and see how this writer has done things somewhat differently.
Writing sample two. Imagine that all animals had the intelligence of an average adult human being. The world would be a much scarier place, if you ask me. To begin with, people have yet to learn how to live with one another peacefully, despite our higher level of intellect. We're constantly starting wars, and we seem to have few problems with killing our own species, let alone animals. Furthermore, we're continually exploiting the Earth's natural resources to our own advantage, even though the harm this causes us and animals is clear. I believe these negative behaviors would continue on a much grander scale if all animals had greater intelligence. Very little would prevent other animals from trying to capitalize on the resources we currently call our own. Moreover, humans would most certainly go to war with animals to protect what we consider ours. Meanwhile, much of our environment would be destroyed during such warfare. In conclusion, I believe a world with intelligent animals would be disastrous unless we were capable of setting aside our own self-interest.
Okay, so there's a lot of kind of grim ideas there about warfare, and basically humans are pretty bad, so animals with the intelligence of humans may not be any better.
Right, quite dark, this one.
Yeah, there were quite a few words and phrases to look at. We may not have time to get all of them. Let's look at a few. We saw the word intellect.
Right.
Intellect is the faculty of reasoning and understanding objectively, so kind of removing yourself and being able to look at both sides of an argument, especially regarding abstract things that you can't actually see and touch.
Like philosophy. And,
now this is something which really does set humans aside. As far as we know, no other animals are able to kind of do this, or if they do, they can't communicate it to humans.
Right.
So, as far as we know, no other animals kind of spend a lot of time thinking. Some can reason and figure out sort of logical consequences of things.
Right.
But not maybe to the level of humans.
Right. Okay, we also talked about continually exploiting Earth's natural resources. By continually, this adverb means constantly, without interruption. We don't stop and take a break and say, hey, let's let the trees grow back for 50 years. We're just constantly doing it. And by exploiting, we say to make full use of a resource and gain the benefits of doing so. And it's often used to mean doing so in an unfair way. So maybe we're taking more of the resources for ourselves and not saving any for the animals, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. A similar word is capitalize. We capitalize on resources. And this is, again, to gain advantage of and to just gain from a particular situation or a resource. So kind of to use it to its fullest extent and just go, ha, that's mine now and that's made me better. That's got what I wanted.
Right. And we talked about warfare. That's sort of the overall subject of war and its activities and engaging in them. So it's not a specific war. It's sort of kind of talking about all of the things that have to do with war.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we are out of time for today. Hopefully that's given you some ideas for writing an essay of your own based on a topic sentence and some just useful hints for writing in general, as well as some food for thought about animals and their intelligence.
Right.
Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk to you again soon for English Digest. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.